and Nazis, this is the best current year ever on Radio Aryan Broadcasting at RadioAryan.com. And I am your host, Fascist Lemming. I'm glad to have you here with me today. It's been an insane week. Everything is getting so intense. We only have a month. We have less than a month until the big day comes. What could turn out to be one of the most important days of our lives. And hopefully things go our way. I'm still extremely confident that President Trump will in fact be the president. So today we're going to talk about a bunch of interesting things. I'm going to briefly discuss the debate. It's been discussed it's been discussed a whole bunch, so I don't want to spend too much time about it, but we are going to talk about these unhinged Jews on Twitter and in the media. We're going to talk about these Jewish media organizations that plan on destroying Trump. It's their number one mission. We're going to talk about how Trump appears to be ready to go full retard and BTFO all of his enemies, which we can only pray that he follows his word, but we'll get to that. We're going to talk about how WikiLeaks has revealed some emails that show that it's not really a metaphor to say that Hillary is a founder of ISIS. Like, these emails show that she is literally, knowingly, consciously instrumental in the formation and growth and prominence of ISIS. We're also going to talk about Mr. Anglin, Daily Stormer, being featured on thehill.com, which is pretty nice, and a couple of other things. And as a bonus at the end, I'm going to play you a 12-minute long highlight reel of President Trump's appearance. And I believe it was Wilkes, Pennsylvania. And it was a teleprompter-free speech. That's what I've been missing. And, you know, there were teleprompters there, but he didn't use them. So before I get into all that, I want to thank all my listeners. You guys are great. I'm getting anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 listens per show. Even had one that almost had 2,000 listens. And, you know, you couple that with how many views my upload of this show on my YouTube channel goes, and it turns into, you know, 2,500, 3,000 listens. So I'm very white privileged, and I'm glad you guys find value in my show, and I'm going to keep doing the best to, you know, raise your morale and, you know, see the good in everything in this black-pilled world that we live in. But speaking of black pills, my channel, Fascist Lemming on YouTube, has received its second strike. So I'll be suspended for 2 weeks. So I ask you to please subscribe to my backup channel. That's Fasci Lemmington, and the link will be in the description to the show. Please give me a sub there so I can continue to reach you guys. You know, it's funny. I uploaded a video of a new song from Pete Monsanto. And less than 12 hours, I got flagged for that video for hate speech. So it shows how powerful, you know, Pete Monsanto's music can be. And the reason I did that is because me and him have a relationship going back a few years. And he was instrumental in my naming of the Jew. So I owe him a lot of credit because he really made it fashionable where I was initially apprehensive in this whole naming of the Jew situation, but he made it cool and hip and trendy and this kind of thing. That's one of the main things that led me to who I am today. So it's kind of funny. I took a hit for the guy. But anyway, please just spread the word that I've been suspended, and please subscribe to my backup channel. But I don't want to spend too much time on that. So we're going to get into the actual meat and potatoes here. I don't want to spend too much time on the debates, but I do want to point out a massive irony in my own personal case. Last week, I was the guy who was super excited about Donald Trump's performance, whereas everybody else was really black-pilled and disappointed by his performance. And then this week, you know, yes, I was impressed by his performance and think he won, but I think he went too nice on her, right? And then everybody else this week thinks he did absolutely fantastic and destroyed her and, you know, mopped the floor with her. But I'm over here like, man, I think he could have gone a lot harder on her, especially with the rape victim, because they were present. And just a quick note on that, like, he had I can't think of her name right now, the 12-year-old rape victim, and he brought it all up, laid it all out, which is great, fantastic, you gotta love it. But then when she responded, she completely ignored everything he said about that. And he let it slide. I think he should have pounded her on it and said, hey, what do you have to say? I think her name's Kathy Shelton. What do you have to say about the fact that you laughed at the fact that you got this rapist off, you know, and blamed her if she was put into a coma or life destroyed? So hopefully he's saving that for the third one. We still have one more debate on October 19th. And another thing I noticed about this debate is that immigration was not prominently discussed. Yes, it was discussed, you know, briefly or glancingly, but no mention of the wall. You know, it's funny, like, the wall being built is one of the main things these Jews and the anti-white establishment status quo, that's one of the main things they hate Trump for. But I've noticed lately that they don't really attack him on that point. It's like they don't even want to talk about it, which is pretty funny. It just shows how important it is that we do build that wall and deport them all. And I say this all the time. Can you imagine, like, the psyop a wall would have on our people, you know, to see a racial barrier on our southern border? And yes, it would be a racial barrier. And the left would definitely take note of that. And we would take note of that, you know, us fellow Nazis. But, man, so, it was crazy, man. You know, this was a nice recovery from Pussygate, you know, those tapes, the Trump tapes released last Friday, and it was all contrived, and everybody in the media and all the conservatives and GOP traitors were ready to bend over backwards. They were falling all over themselves to condemn Trump and pull away their support, which is a good thing. It's a good thing because, as we'll cover here soon, it has contributed to Trump hinting that he's ready to go full retard. He's a berserker rogue. That's what I've always called him since the first time I saw him in a rally late July 2015 when I finally figured out what was going on. He's a berserker rogue, and everything they're doing against him now, I mean, I just can't imagine him having any other response than to just go full stupid with everything. So, and you got Hill Dog, like, constantly, she wants to go to war with Russia so bad. You know why she wants to go to war with Russia so bad? Because her Jewish handlers tell her that that's what she wants. Because the Jews want to go to war with Russia. Because, like David Duke points out often, they're a Christian nation. And, you know, they don't allow this LGBT, you know, perversity to subvert their culture. And from the surface research I've done, I may not be completely right about this, but as far as I know, when Putin took power, you know, 15 years ago or whenever it was, he kicked out a bunch of Jewish oligarchs. So they probably don't like him very much for that. So they want to go to war with Russia. And look, here, my main problem with going to war with Russia is that it'll be another war, you know, a brother's war, a fratricidal war, where all of our best men are killed, all of our alpha males go out and die, you know, for the Jews once again. You know, we can't allow that to happen. And secondly, I'm against it because I'm pretty sure Russia would kick our asses, you know. I can just see myself either fleeing to Canada, like all the shit libs who don't like Trump. You know, I mean, I don't want to be in the United States if we're going to be fighting Russia, because I don't think we would do too well, especially with our military all full of trannies and faggots and all this stuff. So another interesting thing in relation to the, you know, impending World War III scenario is that Trump openly disagreed with Mike Pence when questioned about the no-fly zone. This whole no-fly zone is nonsense. And I'm sure most of you listening already know that the no-fly zone is basically a way to start the war with Russia, just in case Russia wants to fly in and bomb ISIS and protect Assad's legitimate regime. You know, our Jew-controlled military, or, you know, our ZOG operations are going to cut in and shoot down a Russian plane because they want the war. And once again, I think they want the war so they could start another brothers' war so we can kill off all of our best people. That's what they want. Because look how well it worked out for them in World War II. We're still trying to recover from that. I don't even necessarily know if we are recovering from it, because ever since World War II, these Jews have just gained so much power over us, especially with the advent of technologies like, you know, television, you know, all this kind of stuff. But moving on, the polls. I see a lot of people being black-pilled about polls lately, it feels like. I'm just getting a general black-pill vibe. Whereas I think Trump had a fantastic recovery from Pussygate. He did great at the debates. But you have the media gaslighting everybody. And there's this poll, I guess it was NBC and Wall Street Journal, saying that Trump is 11 points behind. And it's a flat-out lie. And look, I don't believe any of the polls. I don't believe them, you know, because I don't trust them whatsoever. I don't think they're trying to save face. Don Black says this a lot on his show, that they don't want to be too far off because they want to maintain credibility, so they don't want to be way off. Well, I think that doesn't apply in the situation because of how opposed the Jewish establishment is to a Trump presidency. They're unhinged. They're rabid. There's nothing they won't pull. I assume in their minds that it doesn't matter to them if they're shown to be wrong on the polls if Trump wins, because in their minds, if Trump wins, they're all going to be exterminated immediately. It's going to be another Shoah. So there's no lie they won't tell. There's no fraud they won't pull off. They will lie on these polls. They are terrified of Trump. And like Patrick Slattery said on David Duke's show today, he says, yeah, Trump doesn't speak the truth, but these Jews are afraid that he knows the truth. And that, you know, that's up for debate, honestly. You could go both ways on whether he knows the truth or not. Because sometimes, you know, he tells a room full of Jews that, you know, hey, y'all don't like me because I don't want your money and you like to control your politicians. Now, that's some pretty red-pilled stuff right there. But then in just so many other ways, he's just so retarded. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's all good. So it was really funny to see some of these Jews complaining about Mr. President Trump. And someone posted on Twitter a bunch of screen caps of some, like, you know, celebrities and just well-known Jews tweeting about the debates. And the first one is from our best friend, Tim Wise. Oh, Tim Wise. Oh, you better hope we don't win before your life is over, because it is not going to be pretty for you. Oh, this guy is the worst. So he tweets, "All right, your candidate is a shit show. You're a shit show. Pepe is broiled and done. Enjoy your life on 4chan. We're about to crush you." Of course, Tim Wise always says obnoxious, arrogant, overly confident stuff like this. Like, they're so confident when this is the worst year they've ever had. But, you know, tweets like this, it's almost like a form of putting parentheses around their names. They're just revealing themselves. And then from Sarah Silverman, "Look at him physically standing in her space. Holy shit, he's such a bully. Good lord, this is nutso. She's so vile. God, can't. I'm not even going to elaborate on that one." And then Sally Khan, it's funny how these Jews have names like Khan, like they're liars. It's a con. That's just like, that's meme magic. That's Keck working in mysterious ways. But Sally Khan, she says, "I think it would be great if we got along with Russia." Did Trump actually just say that? She's terrified that he wants us to get along with Russia and not go to World War III so all of our best men can be slaughtered by the war machine. Man, that's like a Jew's worst nightmare. White men not killing all their best men off for a pointless war that they were manipulated into by these Jews and their media monopoly and their academic monopoly and their finance monopoly and just their full, you know, the whole Jewish machine. Oh, that's so horrible. And, you know, these are some pretty vile tweets, honestly. They are vicious. They have no class. You know, they're being unmasked. They're unmasking themselves. Yes, this is the same thing as them putting parentheses around their names. So then you have Jesse Ben, and this is the last one. I don't even know who this guy is, but he's a Jew, so that's what matters. He's verified. He's a verified Jew on Twitter, right? He says, "That last question was a stumper. I couldn't come up with one single thing I respect about Donald Trump. Fuck his kids." Like, seriously? See, they're vile. Vile, vile. We're shooting for 110. They will be kicked out again. And I hope Andrew Anglin is right when he says that everyone's going to know it was the Jews. We are definitely going to do our part to make sure these dumbasses know, the dumb masses know that it was the Jews. So those tweets were revealing enough about the Jewish psyche and how vicious they can be. But there were also some other tweets that were equally revealing and hilarious. So Donald Trump, during the debate, he mentioned Sidney Blumenthal, George Soros, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and this Gruber guy who was apparently the architect of Obamacare, or at least according to President Trump. And it's just funny, some of these tweets. So the one that most of us saw first was from this guy, Ari Wallach, and he says, Soros, Gruber, Blumenthal, Schultz, every single name Trump calls out is Jewish. Hashtag dog whistle, @ADL National, @JGreenblatt ADL. So he's basically saying, I'm telling, you named a bunch of Jews. Of course, as my friend Blut Bowden told me, and which we all saw, he also mentioned Warren Buffett. So he didn't 100% name only Jews. There's another one from Michael Diebert, and he says, with repeated mentions of Soros and Blumenthal, Trump is clearly appealing to his white nationalist base. Shameful. And then your pal Harvey says, invoking Sidney Blumenthal and George Soros the way Trump does is anti-Semitism. And Josh Hantman says, Soros, dog whistle, it's the Jews. And another one that's related, Laura Ingraham, who works for Fox News, she tweeted, the globalist cabal who have driven our country into the ground will always get cover in a media that believes in the same claptrap. And, that's pretty red-pilled because, as Brett Stevens points out, globalist cabal is an anti-Semitic dog whistle of the first order. Fox News should act. And it's funny because it's true. Everybody but Alex Jones knows that the term globalist cabal is a direct reference to Jews and Jewish supremacists. So, I mean, that's good stuff. And once again, this is them wearing echoes around their names. They're the ones saying that Trump is an anti-Semite for naming all these Jews. They didn't have to know that. I don't think the masses have enough awareness to have made that connection. Like the people living in quote unquote flyover country, as they like to call it. They don't know that this Gruber guy or Debbie Wasserman Schultz, they don't necessarily know these people are Jews. Of course, the Jews know and we know, but I think the majority of the people have no idea. So once again, these Jews are doing our job for us. And it's just funny, they're calling Trump an anti-Semite. Look, I don't necessarily know what goes on in Trump's mind, but I think it's a safe bet to say that this is the most hated man by Jews since Adolf Hitler. And I'm not comparing Trump to Hitler, so don't spurg on me, guys. I'm just saying, I don't think the Jews have ever hated anyone as much as they hate Trump since Hitler. Except for David Duke, of course, but that being said, it's amazing. I love it. This is the best current year ever by far, and it's heating up. It's getting intense. So there's actually an article written about his naming of the Jews from the Jewish Telegraph Agency with the headline reading, Trump versus Clinton, round two, Iran, Syria, dog whistles, and deplorables. And the highlight, I'll read to you guys real quick. It reads, many of the associations he cited Sunday evening were Jewish. Among them, Sidney Blumenthal, Clinton's longtime friend, whom Trump again falsely blamed for having started the so-called birther rumor that Obama was born in Kenya, a rumor that Trump, more than anyone else, perpetuated. And he mentioned Sidney Blumenthal only once. I don't really know the history of the whole birther situation because I don't really care because no one really cares. It's kind of like Pussygate or, Hillary Clinton's emails. Not a whole lot of people care. Right? So the next person, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democratic National Committee chairwoman, forced out when hacked emails revealed her antipathy towards Clinton's primary rival, Bernie Sanders, and she got two mentions. I like how they say she was kicked out when it was revealed that she didn't like Bernie Sanders. Like, yeah, I think there's a little more to the story than that, to be honest, fam. I think, like, she was actively engaged in keeping him from winning. We fired her because we found out she didn't like Bernie Sanders. Man, get out of here. See, these Jews lie so naturally, you know. It's just, it just comes to them so naturally. It's in their DNA, right? Financier, philanthropist, and Democratic Party donor George Soros, cited by Trump as, like him, a rich guy who takes advantage of tax loopholes. And he got two mentions. And Goldman Sachs, the Jewish-founded bank that paid Clinton top dollar for her speeches. One mention. You see, these Jews are the ones, you know, connecting the dots for everybody. Of course, only Jews are reading JTA, so it doesn't really matter. But, like, these tweets, you know, I don't think, obviously, Trump wasn't openly saying, like, it's these cakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're doing our job for us. It continues. Was Trump's substantive following among anti-Semites within the alt-right paying attention? Jewish Twitter sure was, and like the notorious Starved David tweet and the Pepe the Frog meme, Trump may have been passing along names and themes that mean more to the alt-right than he is aware of or is willing to acknowledge. And then they highlighted another hilarious tweet from Frank Rich, which reads, "This pointless repeated invocation of Sidney Blumenthal increasingly seems like an attempt to invoke the Jewishness of his name." Of course, it's not pointless because they keep trying to bring up the birther thing, which is so retarded anyway. So, some interesting tweets coming from Trump lately, guys. And before I get to the next article from Daily Stormer that I want to cover, I want to play this clip from Bill O'Reilly that Donald Trump actually tweeted that talks about these Jewish media organizations, you know, wanting to destroy Trump. So let's take a listen.
It's a complicated situation, but I think everyone can agree, except for the media organizations that now have ordered their employees to destroy Trump. There's at least three of them, and I can't say who they are right now because I don't have it nailed down, but I am 100% convinced. And these media organizations have actually put out, if you support Trump, your career is done here. All right, and that's how intense it is.
Are you talking about?
I'm talking about big conglomerates,
news organizations, not individuals.
Right, news organizations have sent, not officially, but through the corporate grapevine, that we don't want anybody supporting Trump. And you, if you study it, you can see which they are.
Simply amazing stuff, right there, guys. I never thought we'd get smoking gun proof that yes, Donald Trump is a Jewish puppet. Of course, you know, if you're a Jewish puppet, that means you get absolutely no support from the Jewish establishment whatsoever. And they put 6,000,000% of their efforts into ensuring that Hill Dog wins the election. See, I'm just kidding. This, once again, more proof that Donald Trump is a single actor. He's a berserker rogue. And like this article I'm about to cover shows, it seems like he's going to be even more of a berserker rogue than he has been. And this is the headline from Daily Stormer. "Our glorious leader is freed of his shackles. It's time to crash this plane with no survivors." And basically, with a little commentary added, this article highlights a bunch of amazing tweets that Trump has put out lately. So I'm just going to read these tweets out to you guys in case you didn't see them. First one says, "Despite winning the second debate in a landslide in every poll, it is hard to do well when Paul Ryan and others give zero support." The next one. "Our very weak and ineffective leader, Paul Ryan, had a bad conference call where his members went wild at his disloyalty." So this is another reason why we can be glad that Pussygate happened. Because they miscalculated once again, just like in the beginning of his campaign. The media thought they could destroy him with his remarks about building the wall and how the illegals are rapists and drug dealers. They thought they could destroy him with that, or with the John McCain comments about, you know, him liking people who aren't prisoners of war, the Megyn Kelly comments, They thought all these things were going to stump Trump, and they failed every time. And Pussygate is just like the climax of all of those that won't stump Trump, and I don't believe will even hurt him. And yes, they're going to lie in the polls. They have to lie in the polls. They're not going to give honest polls. It's just not going to happen. So, but I'm glad they did this because it gave all these traitors, all these cuckservatives, oh man, they're very rustling. And we have to vote for the Democrats. I'm voting for nothing other than Trump. I'm voting for nothing but Democrats when I go vote. I want these Republicans out of here. Because the cuckservatives are more of a hindrance to Trump than these Democrats are, because at least the Democrats are open. Like, everybody knows the Democrats want open borders. Everybody knows the Democrats want gun control. Whereas the cuckservatives pretend to be against those things, but they want open borders just as much. And for all we know, they'd probably be okay with gun control too. That's how slimy these lying traitors are. I can't stand them. So I'm glad Paul Ryan came out, because he's done. It's over. And you can tell by this next tweet, probably the most amazing tweet I've seen from Donald Trump this whole campaign. Of course, besides the white genocide retweet and the Hillary with next to the Star of David tweet. Those are definitely his top two. But in this one, he says, "It is so nice that the shackles have been taken off me and I can now fight for America the way I want to." Now, what does that mean? He doesn't specify. Are the shackles... is him thinking he needed the Republicans to win? And now that it's been shown time and again that they will not only not help him, but they will actively work against him. So what's he going to do now? Remember, after the primaries, he joked about, you know, I can fund myself, but I might have to sell a building. You know, is he going to be willing to do something like that? He's going to put all his money in because he's going to win. He's not going to quit. He's glad that the shackles have been taken off him so he can do the things the way he wants to do it. So I'm looking forward to seeing a more based, less teleprompter reading Trump in the future, or in this month, not in the future, but right now, you know, over the next 4 weeks. So the next amazing tweet, he says, "With the exception of cheating Bernie out of the nomination, the Democrats have always proven to be far more loyal to each other than the Republicans." So that's right. He's noticing that whole, you know, not punching on the right meme, basically. Like, he's noticing the cuckoldry, the deception, the betrayal of these cuckservatives. Oh, I'm sure he's been aware of it, but now he's talking about it. And then the last one. "I hope people are looking at the disgraceful behavior of Hillary Clinton as exposed by WikiLeaks. She is unfit to run." That's right. You know I forgot to copy one of his tweets into my notes, because he also mentioned something about he's going to show these Republicans how to win whether they want to or not. Because that's what they're into. They're into losing. That's all they want to do is just lose and, you know, pander to Democrats and mud people who hate them. And, you know, they call Mitt Romney a Nazi. These people are so pathetic, man. So moving on to some World War III news. Very amazing stuff, with the headline from Daily Stormer reading, "Whoops, WikiLeaks shows Clinton well aware of Saudi ISIS links." And from Russia Today, it reads, "Emails published by WikiLeaks between Hillary Clinton and her presidential campaign chairman, John Podesta, pull back the curtain on the fight against Islamic State. One reveals the presidential candidate identifying Saudi Arabia and Qatar as financial and logistic supporters of the terrorist group." So, and I believe these emails were in 2014. So in 2014, she knew that Saudi Arabia and Qatar were sending money and weapons and, you know, all the stuff they need to ISIS to help them overthrow Assad, to cause nothing but chaos in the region. You know, they want nothing but chaos in the Middle East, so it makes Israel's enemies easier to conquer, and it also gives a lot of these Arabs in the Middle East an incentive to become mud vaders who go to Europe and rape our women. So they're knocking out like 6 million birds with one stone here. So yes, so she knew it as of 2014, and David Duke discussed this on his show today. And by the way, it's Tuesday. I'm recording on Tuesday. It's not Wednesday for y'all when you're hearing this. But on his show today, he had a very impassioned conversation about this. And that's one of the reasons why I'm covering it, because it is amazing. You know, because she knew, she knows that these countries are supporting ISIS. And a few years before these emails, she made deals. She got bribes from the Saudis and sent them weapons. And I wanted to double check it. So I found this article from May 28th of 2015 with the headline reading, Hillary Clinton oversaw U.S. arms deals to Clinton Foundation donors. And it says, in 2011, the State Department cleared an enormous arms deal led by Boeing, a consortium of American defense contractors, would deliver $29 billion worth of advanced fighter jets to Saudi Arabia, despite concerns over the kingdom's troublesome human rights record. In the years before Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State, Saudi Arabia had contributed $10 million to the Clinton Foundation, and just 2 months before the jet deal was finalized, Boeing donated $900,000 to the Clinton Foundation, according to an International Business Times investigation released Tuesday. So this was in 2011, where she enabled $29 billion worth of advanced fighter jets to go to Saudi Arabia, a country revealed a few years after the deal was made was, you know, helping ISIS. And like David Duke pointed out, she did not disavow. She did not send back the $10 million. She's in on it. They know exactly what's going on. And this all has to do with Syria and getting Assad out of there. You know, they want us to go to war with Russia. They just want total destruction of the Western world, because that's all that can really happen if we go to war with Russia. Because then we'll probably wind up being at war with China too. And for all we know, maybe they'll recruit the Philippines, and then Fuerza Duterte is going to come in, and we're going to be fighting them too. So there's not going to be any hope for us. Okay, that's kind of a joke. You know, I just wanted to give Fuerza Duterte a shout out. I don't have any news for him this week, but it's just so amazing. She is literally a traitor. It's on record. And of course, the Jewish media is not covering it. Donald Trump needs to harp on this until his face is blue. He needs to shout it from the top of every rooftop, basically. Like, she was given $10 million by these people and given another million by Boeing. And next thing you know, we're sending $29 billion worth of fighter jets to Saudi Arabia. And now they're helping ISIS. It's crazy. You know, and this is one of the things I don't like Trump says, or he's always counter-signaling against Iran. But, you know, I'm pretty sure in the debate he said that Iran was fighting ISIS. But he also said they were like the biggest terrorist state in the world, which I hope he's just saying that like he's trying to fool these Jews or something. Like he secretly knows that Iran's not a threat to us, but you know, I don't want to have too much wishful thinking or give him too much of a pass, because he is kind of a retard, as he's demonstrated throughout his campaign. But it is just so amazing what, I mean, she is the most corrupt candidate ever. I mean, it's so disgusting that this is what our country has come to, and that's why we have to get out and vote for Trump. I mean, she's got a husband who was a president already. You know, barely 16 years ago, he was president, and now she's going to be in. And, you know, they're just, you know, they were involved with bringing drugs into our country clandestinely. You know, she helped Bill get away with all these rapes. I mean, just scum of the earth, the ultimate Shabbos goy, the ultimate race traitors. Because a lot of race traitors are just like liberals or cultural Marxists. They don't really understand that they are race traitors, but these people, like Bill Clinton celebrating the white minority during his presidency, they literally consciously know that they are race traitors. They are the most disgusting filth on the face of this earth, seriously. And you can see the corruption. Here's some interesting headlines from InfoStormer. I'm not going to get too deep into them because the headlines speak for themselves. First one, WikiLeaks dump DNC's fat gorillas, Donna Brazile, leaked Sanders' info to Clinton campaign. So, yeah, Debbie Wasserman Schultz gets fired for getting caught, you know, cheating and helping Hillary. And now WikiLeaks is showing that the person they replaced her with, Donna Brazile, was doing the same thing. All that mattered was preventing Bernie from winning. It has to be Hillary. It has to be Hill Dog, because no one is as corrupt as her. No one's going to help these Jews maintain their death grip over us like she will. Next headline. WikiLeaks dump. Jew-run Facebook shared research with Hillary Clinton's campaign. And this from the Daily Caller. Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg shared research with key members of the Clinton campaign. Newly released emails show. Sandberg has endorsed Clinton, and just last month, Politico reported that Clinton may tap Sandberg for Treasury Secretary if elected. Oh, that's so stereotypical. How anti-Semitic of you, Hill Dog. You're going to take a Jew and appoint her Treasury Secretary? Wow, no one could have predicted that. So yeah, another example, you know, Facebook, Jew run, also ensuring, or not ensuring, but doing everything they can to ensure a Hill Dog victory. And then the next one, Benghazi committee Democrats coordinated with Hillary Clinton's legal team. So that's another disgusting thing. You know, she led the way in the destruction of Libya, which is one of the major factors contributing to the invasion of Europe, which is very blackpilling. You have 6 million refugees coming, you know, on boats from Libya into Italy every week. And none of this would be happening if they hadn't assassinated Gaddafi, who, as far as I can tell, was a great leader, knew what he was doing, and he even warned that without him, Europe would be mudvaded. So, and that's probably why they killed him, to be honest, fam. Because that's what they want. And I mean, she's just, oh man, it's amazing. It's so amazing how evil she is. Like, the personification of evil. And a great example of why women absolutely should never be allowed to be in politics. A quick side note, it's kind of funny. I was talking to my mom last night on the phone, and you know, she was talking about how angry she was at Paul Ryan. And I asked her if women cared about Pussygate. She was like, no, it's not a big deal. And I don't know how it came up, and maybe I shouldn't have said I was being edgelord, maybe. I was like, yeah, I don't think women should be allowed to vote. And my mom, you know, she grew up like, you know, in the 70s and 80s, you know, she's a baby boomer. So saying something like that, she was like, she wasn't really thrilled about that point of view. Maybe I should have. I was like, all right. Anyway, I take it back. Not really, though, but funny stuff. So next article, which is my last article before we cut to the Donald Trump highlight reel. It's always good to see Daily Stormer in the mainstream media. It just shows how much of an effect Andrew Anglin has and his staff, you know, his writers, you know, us over at Radio Aryan. We're all, you know, the people on the forum. Just a fine crew of people on this planet. We are definitely in the top 1% of awesome people in the entire human population, no doubt about that. So the headline from TheHill.com reads, Neo-Nazis blame Jews for Trump Foundation probe. And I'm just going to read this one to you guys because it's pretty good stuff. A neo-Nazi website is blaming Jews. It's funny, they put Jews in quotation marks. Okay, I guess that, anyway. A neo-Nazi website is blaming Jews for an investigation into Donald Trump's charitable organization, according to a new report. An article on the Daily Stormer targets New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman for launching a probe of the Trump Foundation, the New York Daily News reported Friday. Oh, so I guess this was in the New York Daily News, too. I should have looked at that article as well. I'm sure that one was over the top. It says, and it quotes Andrew as saying, this is what happens when you have Jews. They are a parasite that eats the body of a nation from the inside out. That's so funny that's published on The Hill. They can try to damn it. Oh, look what this horrible neo-Nazi said. But people are still going to read the quote. And they're not just going to write it off because the guy was labeled a neo-Nazi. And even if they do write it off at first, the seed has been planted. So once again, these media Jews doing our job for us, you know, they're using this whole strategy of wow, just wow, I can't even. That's not going to work, but they've been kicked out so many times for a reason because they can't help themselves, right? It continues. Englund referred to Schneiderman as the New York Kike Attorney General in the rant, and they censored Kike. It's such a bad word. And called GOP nominee Donald Trump a glorious leader, according to the Daily News. If Trump loses, people are going to blame the Jews, Englund continued, and they don't have the support of the military or the cops. Well, I would agree with that. They don't have the support because Trump has all the support of the military and the cops and the Border Patrol. They're not going to be loyal to Hillary. They're already mad at Barack Obongo. I don't know if people in general are going to know if it's the Jews, but we are definitely going to do everything I can. And, you know, they have been kicked out so many times. Apparently, it does get to the point where people do start noticing. I just feel like in my own personal experience, there's just not enough awareness of these Jews. Because I remember what it was like before I named the Jew. Jews were not a factor to me. I knew that there were people who were part of the Jewish religion. That they looked white to me, you know, like when I was blue-pilled watching a movie with Seth Rogen or Jonah Hill or James Franco, they were white. They did look white to me, you know. There was no awareness of the fact that they were Jews. Same, even with Sarah Silverman when I was blue-pilled. And, you know, I have a feeling that a lot of people were just like I was. It sure is good to be red-pilled on Jews. It's so nice to be able to understand the world so easily and so sharply. You know exactly what's going on. And it's funny, too, because you see the way these Jews behave, and they try to act all innocent, and it just, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy or something. These Jews never cease to amaze me. That's all I got to say about that. Let's go ahead and continue. The Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center both condemned the article. Englund's goal is to promote anti-Semitism and to promote hatred against Jews, said Marilyn Mayo, a research fellow at the Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism, according to the Daily News. Anytime I see a name like that, her name's Marilyn Mayo, like mayonnaise, like glass, or just kind of last names that are just like a word of like some item. It's like, yeah, it's probably a Jew. Mayo said the Stormer, which touts itself as the world's number one alt-right website, is one of the internet's most trafficked extremist sites. Congratulations. It's always good to know that. That's why I'm very white privileged to have a slot on the front page once a week with this show, Best Current Year Ever. Thank you, Sven, for having me on. And side note, I'm glad I have this show so I was able to inform y'all about my YouTube situation. Makes it a lot easier. So it continues. Schneiderman on Friday blamed Trump's rhetoric for inspiring such comments. And he says, when you give license to open expressions of bigotry against Mexicans and Muslims, you open the door to bigotry against all groups of people, including Jews, he said in a statement to the Daily News. It's deeply troubling that these voices have found new life during the presidential campaign. We cannot let them gain traction. Oh, it's deeply gratifying. And trust me, most of us were hardcore Jew-hating, neo-Nazi white supremacists way before June 16, 2015. I was already, you know, anti-Semitic neo-Nazi for years. But Trump definitely did breathe new life. And I'm glad it's troubling to them. It's so obviously troubling to them. But anyway, guys, it's been an amazing week. And who knows what the next week holds for us, guys. But I'm about to play this, it's not 12 minutes. It's 14 minutes long. It's a highlight reel. It's amazing, though. I know you're going to enjoy it. And it's Donald Trump at a rally the day after the debates. So anyway, guys, once again, thanks for all your love and support. That's what keeps me going. And no matter what you do in life, keep it white.
Now, this just came out. This just came out. WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks. And And I said, write a couple of them down. Let's see. During a speech, crooked Hillary Clinton. Oh, she's crooked, folks. She's crooked as a $3 bill. Okay, here's one. Just came out. Lock her up is right. No. So everybody saw the debate last night. So let me tell you. When I said we are going to get a special prosecutor to figure this deal out. I have never been so ashamed of this country as what's gone on with Hillary Clinton. I have never seen anything like it. I have never, ever seen anything like it. You have never seen anything like it. 33,000 emails, 33,000. She deletes them. She bleaches them, that nobody does because it's such an expensive process. She gets a subpoena from the United States Congress. And after she gets the subpoena, she does that. But we'll talk about that in a minute. We have to go back to WikiLeaks. Oh, WikiLeaks. So, a speech made behind closed doors, crooked Hillary Clinton said that terrorism was not a threat, quote, not a threat to the nation. No, let me tell you, folks, big, big, big threat. Terrorism was not a threat. Let me tell you, terrorism's a big threat. We're riding into something that's very dangerous, and she's allowing thousands and thousands of people to come into this country. And I will tell you something, it's the great Trojan horse, and we don't want to be part of the era where we have the great, where they're talking about us in 200 years from now, okay? As the stupid people that got taken. Then over here, let's see. Clinton bragged about her great relationship with the financial industry. That's where she gets all the money. In Florida, they say she's going to put ads on 50-1. And I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win. Hillary admitted, oh, this is a beauty, during one of these secret speeches. Amazing how nothing's secret today when you talk about the internet. Nothing. Hillary admitted that ISIS could infiltrate with the refugees. Great. Then why is she letting so many people into our country? Wow. She said Wall Street can police itself. All right, that's who cares. Big bank, Clinton said, needed Wall Street money in order to successfully. She needs, says here, quote, needs Wall Street money in order to successfully run her campaigns. Okay. So what else is there? You know, I said to her yesterday, I said, listen, I'm going to have over $100 million in my campaign, right? So meaning I don't have to take money from all these characters that want everything, because that's what's happening. So she's out there, and she got a lot of money. She made $200, $250 million while she's in office, okay? Figure that one out. Figure that one out. But I said to Hillary, why don't you put up 10 million or 20 million or 25 million? Put up some of the money that you ripped off when you're a Secretary of State, when you're in the Senate. Think of it. From the time they left the White House till now, $250 million. I said, put some of the money into your campaign. Don't get it from these companies that all want favors. So let's see what happens with that. So let's see. Speech behind closed doors. Hillary said, in order to be successful politically, oh, this is a bad one. You need to have both a public and private position on public policy. Aww. In other words, we have to tell you one thing and we have to tell the bankers another thing. Oh, that's good. Another closed door speech, which got a lot of money. She wanted to have open borders. and open trade with anybody. There go the rest of your jobs. Your jobs are 40% gone now anyway. There go the rest of your jobs. Here's an interesting one. Sidney Blumenthal. Do you remember when Ambassador Stevens in Benghazi was calling and writing and email? They were desperate for help. They say like 600 times, right? The only one she was speaking to is Sidney Blumenthal, who's a sleaze. He's a sleaze. In fact, Obama wanted her restricted that she couldn't speak. That's probably one of the reasons she wanted to have a private server. You know, she wanted to go because she promised Obama that she wouldn't be talking to sleazy Sidney. So Blumenthal writes a quote. This just came out a little while ago. I have to tell you this. One important point has been universally acknowledged by the 9 previous reports about Benghazi. This is Sidney Blumenthal, the only one she was talking to. She wasn't talking to Ambassador Stevens, even the 600 calls, probably desperation. The attack was almost certainly preventable, Benghazi. Clinton was in charge of the State Department, and it failed to protect the United States personnel at an American consulate in Libya. He meant Benghazi. If the GOP wants to raise that as a talking point against her, it is legitimate. In other words, he's now admitting that they could have done something about Benghazi. This just came out a little while ago. What a group we have. What a group. But I hear these horror shows. I hear these horror shows. And we have to make sure that this election is not stolen from us and is not taken away from us. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. And this crooked media, you talk about crooked Hillary, they're worse than she is. They are so dishonest. Without the media, Hillary Clinton couldn't be elected dog catcher. I mean that. It's true. True. But CNN did a focus group. And by the way, Frank Luntz did a focus group, and the focus group, that one we liked, Frank Luntz, good guy, 18-4 in favor of Trump, right? CNN did a focus group. Unfortunately, oh, it's so sad, they got caught trying to convince people and find the right people so they could give a phony vote. CNN is a disgrace. Disgrace. Oh, they just turned off their camera. So funny, they just turned off their camera. I love it. I love it. Now these dishonest people, they're dishonest. If I win, we're going to solve the problem of this poison flowing into Pennsylvania, to New York, to New England, to all of these different places, to Ohio, where they have a big problem, to Florida. We're going to stop the poison. And to do that, we're going to build a wall. going to pay for the wall? Who? They don't know it yet, but they're paying for the wall. We're going to have strong borders. We're going to have a wall. The wall is going to stop people from coming into our country illegally. Along with patrol and ICE. The wall is going to stop poison drugs, poison from ruining our youth and poisoning our youth and other people. They don't even want to show what's behind me. They keep that camera pinned to my face. They are so dishonest. You know, if crooked Hillary Clinton were up here and they had this kind of a crowd, the cameras would be showing the crowd all day long. That's why we have to win this election. We have to take it away from these dishonest characters. But one of the problems we have is a tremendous illegal immigration problem. And now Hillary Clinton wants people to come in from Syria at a rate, think of this, they're coming to your community, folks, at a rate of 550% more than Obama, and he's letting them in by the thousands, and we have no idea who the hell they are. Look at that guy over there. Wow. What's your name?
Name.
Now, he's supposed to look like Donald Trump, but he's actually much too good looking. You are really handsome. Are you having a good time tonight?
Night.
Where's your daddy? And your mommy, right? Do you want to go back? Do you want to go back to them, or do you want to stay with Donald Trump?
Trump.
History has shown your genetic disease, you're parasitical prone, you could never be pleased. Everywhere you've gone, you've been treated for fleas. It's time to de-louse the house, we don't need none of these. Arming themselves to the teeth while taking Americans' guns, and all the time they're having so much fun. Just take a look what they done. Just take a look, just take a motherfucking look what they done.
They took the gold from Gaddafi and the petrol from Hussein, playing God with Assad's democratic regime. All over your Talmud vision, ISIS is seen, but that big plasma screen is a crisis machine. High definition for the Goyim, holy hola hoax, Ilya Ehrenberg's dream. There's too many facets for you to understand the plan. From plundering opium and lithium in Afghanistan to justifying a fraudulent crisis to attack Iran and finalize the greater Israel by taking Pakistan. Just look at the blue borders on their vile flag. The designer of that thing is a foul fag, acting like it represents Talita, this and that. But I have seen the 1947 Rabbi Fishman map. The greed, Lord have mercy, you want Iraq, Syria, Egypt, and even a little piece of Turkey. Tell me, when will your avarice cease? Time immemorial, you acted like nefarious beasts. I can't follow your holla hoax dollar score, especially when the holla Mador killed a lot more. I highly recommend it, that rhetoric, you should end it. Your anti-Gentile penchant has me very offended. And with a straight face, you embrace how it's right. You're overplaying your sympathy card again, Talmudite. The people you call Goyim are starting to awaken. And if you haven't noticed, they're focused on taking back their nation. Historically parasitic, utter degeneration. That is why you've been kicked out of 109 locations. The people you call Goyim are starting to awaken. And if you haven't noticed, they're focused on taking back their nation. Historically parasitic, utter degeneration. That is why you've been kicked out of 109 locations. All I'm saying, Chosen Knight's lament. God is not your real estate agent. Philistine ain't for rent. All I'm really saying, Chosen Knight's lament. God is not your little real estate agent. The Levant is not for rent. I can visualize the laughter when they pass the bill like NAFTA and tell you there's a crisis named ISIS they've been after. They're setting off bombs, they're chopping off heads. Whatever boogeyman they can get under your bed. And if you refuse to turn your state into a comprador, you can bet your petrol about to have a proper war. You're not allowed to have a sandstone aquifer for independence. What the fuck you think they killed Gaddafi for? They don't like one world enemies. This is the same pact that whacked Jack Kennedy. This is the same clique that kidnapped the Lindbergh baby and murdered it ritualistically. The system is comprised for a liar's disguise. The lower you're willing to go, now the higher you rise. The less empathy you possess, the more capital you'll ultimately be able to invest in a fraudulent enterprise. The Talmudic lies are meticulously stacked. If you're able to deconstruct, it's ridiculously whack. The Talmudic eyes are specifically rat. You heard vampire killers, this ain't different from that. All I'm saying, Chosen Knights better lament. God is not your real estate agent, agent. Or they're gonna be forced to repent. My friend, my friend. All I'm saying, Chosen Knights better repent. Your actions have been kind of flagrant. I don't think you quite understand it. All your sympathy cards have been spent. All I'm saying, saying, I wanna give you a firm handshake. Break your knuckles, knock you the fuck out. Wake you the fuck back up and make your Rachel Corrie pancakes. All I'm saying, the things I see you celebrating are utterly disgusting. From your eating of Haman's ears to promoting all these queers to your baby penis sucking, this is fascinating. All I'm saying, you must be my sugar. God is not a real estate agent. Come on, it's not hard to understand, my man. All I'm saying, you're a Trombonic. God is not a real estate agent. What you doing here? What you doing here? You constantly claim you're a genius while you suck baby penis. You like to mutilate. It's just a part of your nature. Disrespect your woman. Can you see there's a dichotomy? You'd have to be blind. See, I mean, it's not about what you do to me. I'm simply making observations that I see. And what you accuse your opposition of is what you do. I rack my brain just trying to understand all of these atrocity crimes I see with my own eyes. Climate deniers got me hotter than a hoarder's head. Make me wanna take them way back into the slaughter shed. Their engineering is so glaring, it's a power shed. Imagine that, water coming out a German showerhead. Oh my God, I'm so offended. He grabbed my arm, I think he bended. He grabbed my arm, I almost did a slide. I haven't felt this bad since my father died. These people have taste sacks. The psychological Ashkenazim disorder which attacks. It's so easy to diagnose. They feeding on the host, parasitic to the max.